Now, next to the news that Amazon has announced it's going to launch a dedicated new website for Ireland, Amazon.ie, next year. Amazon currently employs around 6,500 people between Cork, Dublin and Drogheda, and they expect more jobs will be created as a result. Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent, has more. So, Brian, Amazon.ie, what does that mean for Irish consumers?
Well, Anya, currently most Irish customers will use Amazon sites based in the UK or other European countries. And the problem with that is that it may lead to longer delivery times. You may have to pay customs charges or currency conversion fees if you're paying in a different currency. So in theory, this new dedicated Irish site, Amazon.ie, would see customers being able to avoid those charges and should see faster delivery and return times for many items. Now, back in 2022, Amazon opened this enormous warehouse and distribution centre in Baldonnell in Dublin. The company calls it a fulfilment centre. And at the time, when Amazon opened that new facility, it said it would be a stepping stone towards this dedicated Amazon.ie site. Today, they're announcing that that new site will be launched in 2025. We don't have an exact date yet. However, now, Dara Kelly is the Ireland General Manager for Customer Fulfillment at Amazon. I spoke to him at the company's Dublin hub, and I asked him what differences customers will see with this new Irish site.
Today's great news for Irish customers. So launching in 2025, we have Amazon.ie, and that's going to lead to continued improvement for our customer experience. So on Amazon.ie, we're going to see low prices in euros and removing the additional customs charges that we see currently.
Will you need to hire more staff to run the new website?
Today we have this fantastic announcement, and over the next number of months as we move towards launch, we do envisage that our teams will grow and scale with Amazon.ie.
But no number to announce today?
No numbers announced today.
So those jobs coming in the future, and obviously 6,500 between the various locations already here. But what about the accusations that Amazon is anti-worker and anti-union?
Yeah, and we've seen this in other parts of the world, Anya, the US, the UK, parts of Europe. There's been protests, there's been strikes at Amazon facilities. Trade unions have accused the company of being anti-union and anti-workers' rights. There have been demands for better pay and conditions, concerns over working hours and the surveillance and monitoring of staff. And trade unions from 11 European countries, including Ireland, recently wrote to data protection authorities asking them to investigate Amazon's surveillance practices, claiming that this monitoring and tracking of workers has an impact on their mental and physical health. Now, Amazon has rejected these criticisms, and it says that warehouse management systems are normal in the industry and are necessary to ensure the safety, quality and efficiency of operations. But this whole issue of workers' rights and union recognition is something I put to Amazon Ireland's Dara Kelly.
We respect the rights for employees to join a union or not join a union. From my personal focus, we build a great working environment for our employees, and that's what our focus is, to grow and scale our employees' development and make us one of the leading employers in Ireland.
One of the criticisms you hear is that employees are tracked, they're monitored, they're surveillance, and there's pressure put on them.
For me personally, I can only speak about what we run here, and that's not something that we engage with within how we run Amazon operations, and we focus on our overall process and how we deliver for our customers every day.
So what about the reaction, Brian, from retailers here in Ireland? What difference will Amazon.ie make to them?
Well, Amazon says that its new website will be this great shop window for more Irish companies and will give them another outlet for their products. And indeed, this morning, the Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke, said that the new site will provide a significant platform for Irish SMEs to expand their online presence and grow their businesses. But look, there's no denying, Anya, there's mixed views on this. Some small businesses say, yes, Amazon has provided them with a valuable outlet for their goods. But others, of course, find it really difficult to compete with this huge website, the low prices, the cheap delivery options. And of course, when it comes to that traditional high street physical store, there's no denying that a dedicated Irish Amazon website will mean more competition and further pressures for those businesses. Jean McCabe is the CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland, and she says there are both pros and cons with the launch of this new website.
While Amazon has massively changed the retail landscape in Ireland and across the world, opinions on it vary hugely depending on the retailer you ask. At REI, we want consumers to shop local, to buy Irish wherever possible, to keep our town centres and cities alive. So shopping online with large multinationals is the opposite of that. However, at the same time, it's not all bad. You know, Amazon, and with their new domain, will offer some Irish retailers a really good platform. If you have the right product with a decent margin, it can be a channel from which to sell. And I think the .ie domain certainly opens that door and opportunities.
And that report from our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.